essentially, it tells us that Faslane has been something of a mess, and it's in a rather dilapidated state. And the most, I think, the most damaging revelation is actually that that there is a culture of rule breaking at the plant, that they routinely break procedures that are meant to, you know, protect their staff and protect the environment.
How serious is the threat to human health and the environment?
I don't think that the leaks that have taken place from the evidence we've seen have actually themselves made a serious threat. The leaks themselves have been quite small, and that's something that the Ministry of Defence and the regulator, the Scottish Environment Protection Agency, agree on. But the point is that that's really a matter of luck rather than judgment. That the leaks shouldn't have taken place, and the regulator, CEPA, says they show that there's an inadequate management of radioactive waste at Faslane, and that they're pressing the MOD very hard to try and do something about it.
CEPA, that's the Scottish Environmental Protection Agency. Is there anything they can do about this?
Well, one of the most interesting things about this story, in my view, is that at the end of the day, there's nothing they can do. They can exhort, they can pressurise, they can publicise, but they don't have the legal power to force the MOD to do anything, because military sites like Faslane are exempt from the radiation protection legislation. And that is something that worries CEPA, and which is why CEPA has itself been urging the government, and has urged the government in the past, to change the law so that it can have these powers to legally regulate the site.
Another thing revealed by these documents is that the Devonport submarine base in Plymouth has been earmarked for closure, which leaves Faslane as the UK's only nuclear submarine base.
Yes, that's correct. One of the documents released is a sort of forward look as to how the waste will be handled in the future. And that reveals that what many people have suspected in recent days is that a decision has already been taken by the MOD to shift the Trafalgar-class nuclear submarines from Devonport to Faslane, which is, some people would argue, bad news for Devonport, but it could be bad news for Faslane, because obviously it's got these old ramshackle and leaking radioactive waste facilities, which will now have more radioactive waste to handle.
And there's a political head of steam building up in Scotland to close Faslane.
Yes, there is. The Scottish National Party minority government in Scotland has always been opposed to Trident and nuclear weapons, and it set up a working party to explore ways of doing that. And I expect that the revelations about the poor safety and leaks at Faslane will be pursued by that working group. Of course, the problem is that the Scottish government doesn't have the power to kick out Trident as it would like to do, because it's a matter controlled by the UK government. But it's certainly causing a lot of political conflict.
What's the Ministry of Defence said about all this?
The Ministry of Defence is has pointed out that the leaks themselves have been relatively, have low, and there's no proof that they've caused any damage to health or the environment. And they've said that they're embarking on a programme, of which the released report is part, of course. They're embarking on a programme to improve safety and bring the plant up to modern standards.